Blog Talk Radio.
What's the topic? We'll never run out of options. Fatherhood to justice, O'Shea and Mark drop the knowledge. These are times where we try for a peace of mind, organize and then reignite with these words from the other side.
We're two good brothers, unpacked, meaningful conversations centered in solutions that transmute the systemic energy of being black in America, where each episode is packed with inspirational messages and thought-provoking special guests. Come join us on the other side.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Welcome, welcome back on the other side. We are excited once again to have you join us on this journey of discovery and information. Do I have my partner in knowledge with me, Brother O'Shea? Are you on the other side with us?
Yes, brother. I am on the other side, vibrating high. So glad to be back on this magic carpet with you, brother. You know, it's been a while, man, and this is, you know, a perfect time. The happy equinox day that we are on the other side. Yeah.
Happy Equinox Day, brother. Brother, for those who are not familiar with that, why don't you break that down just real quick? Explain to us why this is a significant moment.
You know, first off, you know, the equinox is a very symbolic time of year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really the first day of autumn. You know, many people know it as fall. But in the equinox, you know, usually happens you know, September 22nd, and then it goes all the way up to the winter solstice, which would be December 21st. So in the equinox, it's a portal that opens, right, symbolically. So it's truly harvest time. A lot of people, you know, miss out on the harvest and miss out on knowing, like, wow, this is the time that all these things I've been desiring, all these things I've been wanting to manifest, this is the time that those things come into full manifestation. So the equinox is something I would encourage people to zoom into, you know, to see its origins, to see what it means astrologically, cosmically. And then to cultivate practice of not only the equinox, but every time a new season comes into the year, like it's something else supposed to be done with us internally. So that's what the equinox is to us. It's really a time to, you know, reap the harvest. And not only that, it's a time to, you know, give thanks and gratitude for all the manifestations.
Well, then, brother, this is actually a perfect time to have this conversation we're going to have today, because it's really time to open up and to be open and to receive a new way of approaching how we see health.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into that subject matter, brother, with someone that you know very well. we're going to dive into that with the. With the amazing author and holistic healer, Melanie Lugia. We're going to bring her in just one moment. But just before we do that, brother, we want to just take a moment to just to pause, brother, just to give, to pass out all the energy and prayers and strength that we can give to our brothers and sisters coming over here, trying to come over here from Haiti. That's meeting with tremendous resistance, inhumane resistance, as they try to cross the border over in Del Rio, Texas. And we've seen the images of the Texas Rangers on horseback with whips beating our brothers and sisters back. I get it. There's a, you know, there's rules and regulations, but there's also humane ways to treat people as they figure out who should be over here and who should not be over here. There's humane ways to treat people, and what we're seeing on the television is not a humane way, because if you talk about people seeking political asylum, our brothers and sisters who are trying to get over here, they qualify for that. After a bloody coup takeover that happened in July, then an earthquake followed up where over close to more than 2,000 patients died, political asylum and refuge, that's the time you take in people like that, who's seeking refuge. So we want to just send out all the energy we can, brother, because the images, it horrified me. I compared those images, as a lot of people did, to images of the slave catchers on horseback flipping our ancestors. So it was painful to see that.
Right, very painful, and you just look at it like, wow, like it's almost a, you know, like you said, an image. Images are so ingrained. Like, we already are flooded with so many images, but then to add that particular image, that visual, that brings us back to, although we weren't there physically in that time, you know, in the early, you know, 1700s and so forth, we've seen the images, and that's in our DNA. So to have these things visually show up in this day, it can be very not only disturbing, but it can, you know, like mess with our mental capacity.
Dr. Joy LeGlue talked about post-traumatic slave syndrome. And as you said, we weren't back there, you know, in the 1800s, but what's in our blood, our lineage, we carry that pain. So when we see images like that, it activates something in us, brother. And, you know, and I'm glad that people are making a big fuss about this. They're sounding out, they're calling the White House to task and saying, you said that it would be a different foreign policy that you would enact. Mm-hmm. And so they are calling on Biden to stand up and to make some really decisive action against this. I know the Black Caucus is going into meeting with Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, and President Biden. They're going into meeting with them today. So we're going to follow that very closely. And everyone listening should follow that very closely and make certain that you are calling your local, your states, your senator and your congressman, and asking them to keep the pressure on the White House to make sure that Governor Abbott down in Texas does not get his way and have his Texas Rangers treat our Haitian brothers and sisters that way. So anyway, brother, I just wanted to put that out there because I wanted us here and our listeners to have that on the forefront of their mind, because the way they treat them, brother, it's not too long before we could be treated that way if we don't sound out against that.
Absolutely, brother. I'm so glad you said that, man. And then how people must get involved in their community. Local politics changes things. Uh-huh. Like when you start right there on your street, in your community, in your district, then that would influence the city, then that would influence the state, then that would, so on and so forth. But you have to start somewhere, and then, pushing it locally is very important.
It's very important, brother. It's very important. So I hope everyone takes heed to these words, brother. And as we make a smooth segue into our conversation today, we're going to be talking about, you know, strengthening the immune system naturally. Now, just as a disclaimer, this is not a conversation about whether or not, you know, you should get the vaccine shot or not get the vaccine. We're not talking about that today. What we're talking about is a healthy, natural way to strengthen your immune system, because before this thing with COVID-19 came out, before that, we had issues in the Black community that we needed to look at. When they first started talking about COVID-19, brother, they start talking about the people who were dying disproportionately from from the virus back then, they talked about people with comorbidity issues that's issues that exist simultaneously with the COVID virus, right? And what we heard a lot was people from our community who had been suffering from diabetes, struggling with heart disease, struggling with liver disease and obesity.
High blood pressure.
All of these issues that existed before COVID were affecting our community, brother. And so we want to take a look at, you know, how we can, you know, in a very natural and consistent way, how we can strengthen our immune system, which are helping in the fight against the variant, the new variant, the Delta variant. Because we don't want to see, right now we see, you know, black people dying two times more than their white counterparts. We shouldn't be seeing that. You know, that sort of disparity, we should not be seeing. So we're going to bring in our guest now. This is a good time to bring in the amazing Melanie Lujip. Melanie, are you with us on the other side?
I absolutely am, and I am very happy to be with you all on the other side.
On the other side.
Well,
we're excited because you heard some of the statistics that I just dropped. And, you know, what we hear a lot right now is the way to fight this, as they call it, this, not private, but enemy, this that you can't see, is to get the vaccine. Now, that's a personal thing. I'm not, again, this is not a conversation about to get the vaccine or not to get the vaccine. I think that we have to, you know, look at, you know, how individually, how we feel about that, how we feel that's going to affect our bodies. I encourage everyone to go out and do research, but I also encourage everyone to look at in terms of their responsibility to society. And if they don't, you know, they decide not to do that, there's still things that you can do to help protect the community, like mask up and distancing and, you know, washing your hands, those things that we can do in partnership with what we're going to be talking about today. So, Melanie, let's just start off just talking about, you know, how you got into, you know, this holistic journey that you're on. What brought you here? What spurred your interest in this?
You know what, that's very interesting that you asked, because I don't know if I've ever, like, really traced it back. I do remember as a child my grandmother telling me, you're the weirdest child I know, because you're the only one that's willing to take the medicine or do what you got to do to get better, you know, whereas everybody else would run from it, you know. But, I think it kind of has a lot to do with who I was as a hairstylist. I was a celebrity hairstylist for a long time and worked in several mediums of the arts. And I noticed that there weren't products on the market that could suit my clients across the board. And so I started looking into herbs and things like that, where I can create something that would fit people of all races, all, you know, nationalities and all different hair textures. I think that probably would have to kind of say where I started my journey, and I started that at the age of 15. So, you know, it's been something that's followed me since.
Nature doesn't leave a void. You looked into the abyss and you said, there's something missing. And you stepped into that void.
Absolutely. I would add briefly, and then your background, Mrs. Your ancestral background from the whole New Orleans, the whole energy. You come from a lineage of healers.
Yeah, I was about to say it's ultimately in the blood, you know, when, you know, a lot of people, they are constantly being compared with voodoo and, you know, witch doctors and things like that. But what a lot of people don't realize is that that was such a healing place where it originated. You know, it was the misconceptions that came after people started realizing that, oh, if I can use all of this stuff for good, then I can switch it up and use it for bad too. So the origination of it was for the healing purposes, not for, you know, what a lot of people think voodoo or, any of the other analogies they want to put with it are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you take, you know, the original, you know, sounding of that word, Verdun, which is over in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as it came over here, it, you know, and it got into the, some of these South American countries, it changed because it got mixed with Christianity.
Yeah.
And then when Hollywood got a hold of it, they completely just completely different than the origins of it. It made it into some scary thing. But you're right. It's about healing. It's about looking at the body and looking at nature and saying, what's off with this body? What's not in accord with nature? And so as we look at, you know, Melanie, as we look at the numbers that we're facing in our community, the high numbers, the high numbers of obesity and high blood pressure and liver disease. When you are dealing with, you know, people that come to you, right, and they come to you and they say, I have these issues, what level of openness do they come to you with in terms of like really thinking how that you can help them? And do you have to have like a heavy conversations to break through their mindset of just that Western medicine mindset that if it's not from a doctor, then it's not going to help me? Do you have to have a lot of conversations just to get to the point where you can get people to believe that they have a master hand in taking care of themselves?
Well, you know, one thing that we understand in our practice is that I am not your healer. You are your healer.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is show you how to heal yourself. And so with that comes the client that only comes to us because they feel like they have no other choice. They've tried everything else, you know, or the client that just refuses to even deal with the medical industry at all. So we don't spend any time, we don't spend much time convincing people that what we do work because they come to us because they believe themselves that, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial or, you know, because of the fact that you listed a list of illnesses and diseases that people deal with, and those are constantly being compiled, one on top of the other. And then we compile that with medication. You now have the person who is like, I have this, this, and that, plus I take this, this, and that, and then this counteracts with that, and what can I do, you know? And so the hardest part is telling people that when you deal with herbs, a lot of the medicines that people are taking are mimicked off of the herbs, right? So they see what the herbs in nature does, and then they create a medicine which is not a natural source. So the body has to even turn something else on to say that this medicine is going to work for it, you know? So what we do is we'll say, okay, well, if the doctor prescribed that to you, these are the reasons why, and these would be the herbs that would work in place of the medicine. Now, the hard part is telling people that you have to either ease up off the medicine slowly because we're not going to make you abruptly throw the medicine in the trash and now just only do this because your body has to adjust still, you know? And, you know, also with giving, you know, or recommending particular herbs and things like that. Herbs, too much of some of them can be harmful to you. So, you know, people, they don't want to change their lifestyle. They just want to change their medicine. This doesn't, you know, really add up. You have to really change your lifestyle as well as, you know, take the herbs or whatever it is that you're going to be doing for your healing process.
Right. See, that was, I was going to say to add on, Auntie, that's a very, thank you for breaking that down like that, Melanie. So I do I do have a question I wanted to ease into. Mark had listed a few things like, you know, high blood pressure or diabetes or you know, whatever that ... is. Can you give people like just a, or just give us through conversation a few simple ways that a person can deal with diabetes or deal with high blood pressure? Because, you know, the ebony people, they want to know, like, right now, like, how can I get this blood pressure to go down without taking pills?
Right. Well, see, this is very interesting because the best thing you can do is to boost the immune system. If you have a strong immune system, mm-hmm. then all of these things, you know, end up going away. The reason why people have one thing that people really need to understand is that no disease is hereditary. There are traditions that people have, and there are things that people have done throughout the years in their families that causes them to take on the illness or disease that the parent had or that the great-grandparent had because of the air that they're eating, because of the air that they're breathing, because of the mindset that they have attached to the foods and the air that they're breathing, you know, and the food that they're eating. So, you know, it's a compilation, unfortunately, of things that people really have to deal with. And if we don't deal with it, mind, body, and spirit, yes, we can make it go away, but I guarantee you it's going to come back if you don't deal with it from all perspectives. So when you deal with something like high blood pressure, there's a worry and a concern that's been passed down in our DNA. Before I came on, you all were talking about what's going on with Haiti and, you know, the slave trade and all of that. That right there is something that will raise your blood pressure. You know, and then, you know, and so with dealing with society, just the things that we have to deal with, if we don't deal with it from a spiritual perspective and we're angry, anger causes inflammation. Anger causes high blood pressure. Anger causes confusion. Anger causes your immune system to be weakened.
See, that's such an important point. I think a lot of people, when they get into this conversation about how to take care of themselves, it's so much information out there, right? Because you can have an equal amount of information on both sides, right? There's an equal amount of information on why you should take the vaccine, and there's an equal amount of information why you shouldn't take the vaccine. There's an equal amount of information why you should delve into Eastern-style medicine. There's an equal amount of information that pushes back and says Western information. But it's the quieting of your mind. It's the connection to the spirit within you that you can start talking to that spirit and get connected to it, and then it starts to give answers for yourself. This is what is good for you. And I think a lot of people, they don't slow down to make that connection. What they do is what you said, Melanie, they run to the hospital and they get medication to solve the problem, this synthetic medication that interrupts the natural system of taking care of itself. And then what happens, there's a problem that's created from that, and then they have to give more medication to deal with the symptoms and the problems of the medication that they got. I used to work for this insurance company it was a company that provided health care, and we would go over the patient's charts, and my God, this, you know, the profile, 45-year-old or 50-year-old black woman, and the list of medicines would be 25, 30 medicines, and that was not an exaggeration. And I'm saying, how can a person even remember to take all of that medication?
The fatigue of life
would make you not want to take that medication. So I think, you know, O'Shea brought up
I was going to say, you said something that was very important for people to know. You made a statement, and it said, this is what's good for you. And what we find in our society today is that some people are even afraid to go to the doctor or the herbalist. So they'll ask somebody who else they know who has high blood pressure, and they'll say, what are you doing? And then that person will tell them, and then they'll do what that person is doing, but it won't work for them because this is not what's good for you. And when people start to realize that you have your illness or your disease for a different reason than the other person, so your regimen and healing would be different than that person who's dealing with some of the same issues or the same titles. I like to call them titles versus, you know, issues or concerns, because they're just titles. They can go away. You can change your title.
Ooh, that was powerful.
That was I hope everyone is taking notes. we're getting some jewels here. So Melanie, if someone comes to you, right, kind of break down how you would approach, you know, if they come to you and say, you know, I'm suffering from, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, and I'm feeling tired all the time. What's the approach? What's the steps that you would take with them?
Well, first we would sit down and I would ask them if they're interested in identifying what their life path number is. O'Shea and I, we do this for every client because a lot of times your life path number tells you if you're vibrating positively on who you came here to be versus vibrating negatively on what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Because what we see with all of those diseases that you've listed, people are not walking in their life path. So it causes their bodies to not react, or it causes their body to react to the environment that they're in versus where they could ultimately be. The interesting thing about it is that we've often seen people who have changed their work ethic or changed their job title or became self-employed, and they healed by way of leaving their job. Not because they weren't moving or vibrating in their life's purpose. So we ultimately start there. We identify what the life path number is, and then we go into explaining to them what a positive person vibrating in that life path looks like. Then from there, we start to ask them, and this is always the funniest thing to me. So you came to me with all of these concerns. What are you worried about? What's going on in your life? What's happening? And they'll say, oh, my sister is going through this, my brother this, and my mama that. And I'm like, well, what's going on with you? And they usually will sit back, scratch their head, and say, oh, my goodness, I have nothing wrong. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm holding on to the stress and problems of those who are around me. And that's where a lot of the illness lies.
Right.
The fact that they feel like they have to be the savior for so many people, and a lot of people are just ultimately not teaching people how to treat them. O'Shea said something recently to a client. They like to be needed, so they put themselves in a needed position, which makes them needy of certain things because they're lacking and they're not giving from their overflow. They're giving from depleted, from a depleted space. So if you try to pour water out of an empty cup, you ultimately might get residue. You see? So if I'm helping you with my residue, then I'm only making your situation more tainted.
Girl, woman, lady.
I feel like I need to go empty out because my mind is filled now. I can receive this information. This is a powerful stuff. So you really start with what's going on with them. You don't even look yet at what they're presenting. You go and and you say, what are you doing with your life? So you start asking
questions.
But
it's never
like
about
that.
What they present, Mark. And the reason why, you mentioned the vaccination and the vaccine and all of that good stuff. The reason why what's going on with their life is more important is because I've been able to reduce a lot of people who are catching COVID, especially the Delta variant. They're catching it from people who are vaccinated. And therein lies the problem, because those who are vaccinated are living a little bit more free, and they don't know when they have it, so they don't know when they're passing it on. Causes a little bit of conflict there, because we're not saying to get it or not to get it, but earlier you all made a very good point. If you do get it, still protect yourself as if you don't have the vaccination. Why? Because that is what protects yourself and other people, the people that you love and the people that you don't know.
Absolutely. And that's something that the CDC, the World Health Organization, they have echoed this, Dr. Fauci, that this is not a preventative thing, and this is not something that will prevent you from giving it or from receiving, because you can still get sick with it, right? Because like you said, with some of those other medicines, it's an artificial introduction of the virus. It's just a message that they introduce to your system that helps you to teaches your immune system, a certain part of it, to fight this particular enemy that has invaded your system. But
One beautiful thing about the human body is that when we experience pain, a lot of people get afraid, but we should thank the pain for showing up to let us know that something's off. Right?
Ooh,
so
that again,
that's
man.
One
that's
way
that,
to
Yeah, that was powerful. Back that up. Rewind.
Yes. When we experience pain, we need to thank our bodies for letting us know that it is actually working. Not saying, oh, something's wrong with me. We're now saying, oh, if my stomach is upset, that's my body telling me that something's not digesting properly in my system. Now let me think back to where something shifted or what I can do to make sure that my digestive tract is actually getting out of it what needs to come out. Or it lets you know that something's off. There's a balance, an imbalance happening. So then you're able to address the imbalance. But when nothing shows up, when you don't have any pain, when you just one day get to the point where you're almost next to death because your body showed you no symptoms, therein lies a problem.
Wow.
See, that's, I mean, and for all our car enthusiasts out there, it's like when you drive in the car and you see the engine light come on, it's not automatic. It's stop and go into a whirlwind of confusion.
Right.
And what it's a message. Look, you need to get the car in there because if you don't, pretty soon your car's going to shut down.
Right.
So your stomach is giving a message. It's a preload to something. So before it completely just stops. So that's brilliant. That's brilliant, Melanie. You know, O'Shea said something, because there's a lot of people who are listening out there who may not get an opportunity to sit down with you and O'Shea and who may not have the wherewithal to, you know, go see an herbalist, but they still want to, you know, start somewhere on this journey. Now, I think looking at their life and what's going on, they should definitely do that, right? Because I think you said it brilliantly. That is the first good way of looking at what's going on with your body, what's going on with your life. But for those who like quick fixes, right? So let's just look at some of the major illnesses and maybe just touch on some of the things that they can start introducing into their regular eating routine that can help to start alleviating some of the illnesses that they suffer. Let's start with diabetes. What are some of the things that people can start introducing into their diet?
Well, the first thing that they can start doing is not calling it a diet, because the first three words ultimately tells us where we're headed. They can call it a livid and move forward in a livid.
Say that again. They could call it a what? Wait, back up that whole part. You said the first. You know, it's some good stuff.
Yeah, I write about it in my book. I call it a livid. I don't call it a diet because we're eating to live. We're not eating to die. Sonia Sanchez once said to us that, my dear brother and sister, I eat for energy. I don't eat just to be eating. So anything I eat gives my body energy, right? And so if we start to think of like, okay, this is the food that I'm putting into my body to heal me, to give me energy, to make me live a more productive life, that's where we start. But we also have to realize that even if we start eating healthy today, even if we say, okay, I'm going to eat the dandelion, I'm going to eat the kale, I'm going to eat, you know, all of these spinaches and green stuff because that's, you know, really good for me, we have to start with a cleanse, right? If we don't cleanse out the old stuff from our body, then the new stuff is just going to sit on top of the old stuff, right? And then we also have to know that right now a lot of people are junk foodarians, right? That means that they're eating this processed veggie food. When I would recommend you just go ahead and eat the meat if you're going to eat that junk, you know, because a lot of high blood pressure comes from that processed food that we put in our freezer because it's a quick fix, right? So when we talk about really quick fixes, Mark, I would start with the cleanse, whether it be the parasite cleanse, which is all green leafy vegetables, or if they do the lemonade cleanse, you know, that's where you start because that helps to get rid of those things that are no longer serving you. So now when you put the things that will serve your body into your body, find out your blood type so you can know which fruit and vegetables are in which season that is going to benefit you as you move forward. The next thing is all always go, we formulated a blend that we call the immunity. And the reason why is because it's a little bit of everything that you need to boost the immune system. So we get a lot of clients that do too much, right? So they be like, I take a whole cup of, oh, my love, what is that called? The Irish sea moss. I drink that every day, and then I take a shot of the wheatgrass, and then, you know, alkalinize my body with some lemon, and then, you know, I get the Bordock, and then, and they got
I do all these vitamins, I do all of this.
So they might as well have this regimen that the sister that came into the clinic with 25 pills, they might as well have that, right? So we take seven different herbs, and then two, when you're doing an herbal regimen, you really want to limit yourself to seven different herbs. When you go over that, you could be overdoing it to your body. You could be over, you know, giving it a little bit too much of something that it doesn't need. So with that, we created the immunity with these seven different herbs in it that you can get your Kamu Kamu, which is really high in vitamin C. You can get your Irish sea moss. You get your turmeric and your ginger with your black pepper to activate the turmeric. I've got so many clients that come in, Mark, that say, I'm taking turmeric. I don't understand why it's not working. Did you activate it with the black pepper? You know, so a lot of quick fixes on the, a lot of quick fixes on the internet are not all the way explanatory. So they need to be a little bit more, you know, explained.
My love, I was going to say the two other, to that blend that you was referencing, that was five of the herbs. And for the people that's listening, it's also bee pollen and it's also burdock root. So that's the immunity and it's, and boosts your immune system by default. And I like to say it's important for a person, whatever you're doing or whatever you're taking, just listen to your body how you would listen to the radio show in the morning, how you would listen to, you know, whatever you listen to your body in that same thread. Because when we listen to our bodies, our bodies will let us know what it's doing with what we're putting into it and what it needs. You know, us to add to what we're putting into our bodies. But I did like how you said we start with that cleanse. And I just came off of the master cleanse, and I wouldn't suggest people do it abruptly. I did it for 10 days, and I just jumped on in. However, it is, you would get to know yourself, you know, because Western food chain has put so much bad energy into our systems from everything that we eat. And as Melanie was saying, we have to have this clock that at least once a year we do one of these cleanses so it can reset our body, realign our body, and then it will ultimately help us to have a more wellness lifestyle.
And let me say this, Mark, a lot of people I was going to say, a lot of people, they do healthy stuff, and then they're like, oh, I stopped doing it because it gave me a headache, or I stopped doing it because my body was responding like this, but they don't realize that their bodies are detoxing from the old ways. So you're going to get a headache. You might get a, you know, you might feel a little uncomfortable, and even with the immunity, what happens is that a lot of people don't realize how much mucus they have trapped in their face. So what will happen is they'll note their nose will start to drain and run. They might have to release a lot of mucus, and they're like, oh, this stuff doesn't work. It's making all this mucus come out. Well, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to get rid of the stuff that is no longer serving you.
You know, let me ask you, because I'm going to ask you a couple more times before we go, because and listening to you, I know that there's a lot of people who are starting to want to enter into this, you know, this natural way of healing themselves. But it is so much information out there, and it's so confusing. Because you said something, you know, which was important. You know, you have to have the right amounts. You have to have understanding of when, you know, like if you use the turmeric, when to activate it. So I want to, because I know both of you, and I know you travel a lot, right? And I know you go to states where there is, you know, the mandates are just not there. And then you come back. And so I know there's a lot of moving around, but I also know you guys stay healthy. This I know personally, right? So I want to just let, as people are listening, we're going to ask you a couple more times, how can they get connected with you? Because people need to know how to do this. because I think if they enter into this activity and they get a couple of bits of information from YouTube or Instagram or wherever, and it doesn't work, they're going to be like, oh, you see, that don't work. I got to go see my doctor. But they did it incorrectly. So just drop the information of where they can connect with you, and then we're going to continue the conversation.
So I would say to go into just Google Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Luja. That's L as in love, U, J as in Jackson, A as in apple. So Melanie Luja. You Google it and everything will come up. And also the website is subtletiesproducts.com. So that's S-U-B-T-L-E, ties like Queen T, T-I-Y-E-S, products with an S.com. So we'll put links up to the, you know, in the caption so people can catch up with her. But, yes, Mark, thank you for even reminding us, because there's so many people, as you said, will start doing something if they see it on an Instagram post. And then if it don't work for them, they'll just tap out. However, this is a lifestyle. You are not going to do a quick fix. This is really aligning your mind, body, and spirit in holistic union with your life's purpose. And once you do that, the activation has taken place. And then when you live in your life's purpose, blood pressure go down. All of these ailments kind of fall off when you're living that purpose, you know, from a mind, body, and spirit perspective.
All right. This is wonderful information here. Now, I'm going to go back to a question that both Oshea and I asked, because you still got people who are from Missouri like me, the Shelby State. And they say, look, I just want something, right? Give me some names. Give me something. So once you do the cleanse, once you do, you know, the lifestyle change conversation, just introduce a couple of just particular items that you would say people can start introducing into their diet. Let's start first with.
You got to say live it.
Live it.
Yes. So the best way to address that is foods that are alive and foods that don't have parents, you know, things that come from the earth. So one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that fruit and vegetables grow in certain seasons in certain places, right? So like in California, if avocados are in season, they might not be in season at that time in Africa, you know? So where you are in the world should help you to determine what foods you can eat to balance yourself in that environment, right? So we all know that avocado, for one, is a superfood. A lot of people stay away from it because of the fat content. But if you're eating a superfood that has a fat content that's something that your body needs because you're not eating meat, you now found something that might help to create a balance, right? So
avocado is a good replacement.
My love, he asked you about diabetes, too. I just want to jump in. He asked you about what some of the things that people can do that they're dealing with diabetes like right now in real time.
Well, you know, a lot of people who are dealing with diabetes have a problem with their – it could be – it's multiple different types of diabetes. A lot of doctors themselves are very frightened by – more frightened by diabetes than they are of HIV and things like that, right? Because, one, there's – some people are just born diabetic. Some people, you know, because it's –
that's the type 1
it depends
diabetes.
Right. So when we start to deal with what we should eat, we should always identify our blood type, right? When we're able to identify our blood type, then we can say, okay, because Oshea and I don't subscribe to everybody needs to be vegetarian. You know, there is a blood type that is like, okay, you can eat chicken, but you have to work out. You have to be physical. You have to, you know, do these things. So we do want to be mindful that, you know, there are some people who might need to intake a certain amount of meat to balance their system out in certain environments, right? With those people who are dealing with diabetes, a lot of times it's because they are eating too much sugar, too much salt. You know, it's really all about what they're eating, right? So we take things that people like and show them how to create the vegetarian version of it or the vegan version mm-hmm. of it so that they can still have mm-hmm. those tastes because, you know, that's as a people, we like taste. We like to be able to smell it. We like, you know, those things. But, you know, one thing that that O'Shea and I love to make because it's one of the most requested things is vegan mac and cheese, you know. Mm-hmm. And people are like, yeah. What? You know.
Yes.
But we make the cheese from scratch using potatoes and carrots with a few other ingredients. And then, you know, from there, we start to just build around it, get you the cream of celery soup. And, you know, these are things that you can use to replace those things that are high in salt or that'll get you spiked up, you know?
Yeah, and that's it's a very good piece of information about finding out your blood type, because most of the people, when we talk about diabetes in the Black community, we're not talking about type 1 diabetes. We're talking about type 2 diabetes, and that's
exactly.
An onset, and that is based upon lifestyle and eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at changing those two.
We have a combination of herbs that we put together that we've seen help people with their diabetes. It helps with high blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
It helps with high cholesterol, all of that. And it's so simple because these are things that everybody that I know of are familiar. They're just not familiar with it in this combination. So if you take hibiscus, peppermint, fenugreek, green tea, that right there will help to lower your blood pressure. It'll help to lower your cholesterol, and it'll help to keep you from having diabetes episodes. So if you're insulin dependent, then we take out the fenugreek.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying not to be insulin dependent, we add in the fenugreek because that's what helps the pancreas produce insulin. So knowing these things also help with the formulation. Because it's a formula that's going in your body to help balance out what's already in there.
And thank you for that, Melanie. Because listening to you, it just reinforces that, you know, one, as you said, your body sends you messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your body's from the earth; it's natural, right? And so it's the answer to the message. It can be found in nature.
Yeah.
Right? But we are so,
I like the way you said
so
that.
Programmed. Yes, but exactly. Thank you. But we're so programmed in this experience that we have in this Western experience that we don't listen to our bodies. We wait too long. And then our answer is go to the doctor. Right. But then when we go to the doctor, they're trained to treat a symptom or to cut it out. They're not trained to introduce you to a lifestyle of thought that's going to keep you away, because that's not their purpose. Their purpose is not
to have you
not come back. It's to have you come back.
Well, you know, I have to defend the doctor just a little bit, because a lot of people go to the doctor and they don't give all the information because they feel like you're the doctor, you should know. You should run these tests and you should find out. And then they go home and they remember all of these things, right? And so the doctor is only treating you based off of the information you presented. So if you forgot to tell the doctor that you stressed out because you're going through a divorce, and then the doctor could say, oh, well, maybe, you know, so no, the doctor is not going to necessarily point you in the holistic approach, but they probably wouldn't prescribe so many things if the hypochondriac in us didn't jump out, or if the nervousness in us did not give enough information. You know, there are a lot of things that holistic practitioners are limited to. So when we subscribe or we tell someone a regimen, we usually ask them to go see a doctor first before they even come to us, and then bring us the results, because of the limitations that society has placed on holistic health. You know, in other countries. I was just going to say, in other countries, there's a lot more accessibility to certain things for holistic practitioners. But here in, you know, where we're from, it's not as accessible.
And I think that's an important point, because you talk about doctors. And thank you for adding that point, because I'm not deriding doctors. I know a lot of really good doctors, and I do know when people go to the doctors, they're afraid, because normally they wait so long, and so when they go in, they may tell just exactly what's bothering them, just that one, but they don't
in the moment, right.
want to get in the moment. They don't really want bad news, so they may limit the
right.
information that they give.
Right.
So
right.
I do agree.
That's a good
I also
point.
Know that doctors, right, but I also know doctors are not trained to think as a holistic healer, so they may
exactly.
not say, you know, what's the surrounding atmosphere that's bringing you to
mm-hmm.
me, right? So even given it all the information, I am convinced that if they don't have a partnership of healing and treatment with a
yeah.
doctor and a holistic healer like yourself, that they are not going to be fully healed, and the issues that they're dealing with are going to be presented again soon enough, right? Because the doctor immediately
sure.
comes in, they whatever they present, they present a solution for, and then they give you a ticket to go to a pharmacist to get
right.
to get some
right.
medicine. And so, but
because
but
they're not
don't
going
give,
to
they,
cure
they,
the
they'll
problem.
They'll get two tickets. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So
yeah, they're not
so
going
I,
to
I'm
cure
excited.
The problem. They're going to give you a regimen to help you work through it.
Well, that's that. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm excited that we have this conversation with you, Melody, because I want people to know that there is another option that they have. I'm not
yes.
saying we're not telling people not to go to a doctor, but we're also saying that you have options for your healing. You have agency in your healing, and you can
mm-hmm.
take these simple steps by reaching out to, you know, once again, just drop that information. Where they can find you, just the website. Where they can find you, Melody?
The website is subtletoothproduct.com, right? Yes.
Yeah,
and subtlety was spelled.
I just want to make sure they don't have any excuses.
Right.
Well, I don't
well,
know where we can find them for good information.
Yes. So let me spell subtleties, because that would be a good excuse not to find us. So our company pays homage to Queen T, because Queen T was a medicine woman, and she also helped to build libraries and things like that, you know, in her
mm-hmm.
time in the 17th dynasty. So that's why our company is spelled the way that it is. So it's subtle, S-U-B-T-L-E, T's, or some people might pronounce it Thai, which is T-I-Y-E-S, products.com.
Mm-hmm.
And products
there you
with
go.
An
so
S
that,
on the end.
So I'm saying there's no excuses now. We are
yeah.
inviting everyone to go to that website to begin to take ownership mm-hmm. of, you know, the process of your healing, and just and
yeah.
then the healing, but then to keep that going. So you stay
right.
here.
Yeah.
We have to
yes,
get out
you
of
know
the
what?
Mindset that we get to, mm-hmm.
I just want to add this on too, my love. If you could reiterate how, because, you know, we specifically cater to each person, there's a limited amount of product on the website. So these are, like you said, Mark, the quick fixes that are
yeah,
on the website.
Mm-hmm,
but if
mm-hmm.
there's some
yeah.
particular treatment or something that you need and you don't see what you need on the website, then you can email us so that we can make sure
yeah.
that we're treating you
mm-hmm.
as an individual, not as a society.
Absolutely.
So
mm-hmm.
What I would encourage people to do is go to the website, and there's a form to where you will receive a newsletter. You just submit your name and your email, and we'll follow up with you. But, yes, Melanie, thank you for that. You know, just reach out to us. We're accessible. As Mark said, we do travel a lot. However, we do have fulfillment centers in different parts of the country. And with that being said, we would love to, you know, jump on a Zoom call with you, jump on a virtual call with you, and just go through ways to, you know, assist you in healing yourself. Because as Melanie said, ultimately, yes, you are the one that heals yourself with the right intentions, the right affirmations, the right language. We literally saw language
heal a person. You know, just
yes.
changing the words that they say literally heal the thing that was causing a dis-ease in their body without even taking herbs. So we're just saying when you do these things, just test them out, and the body will let you know what is working. As one sister, all she did was curse. Her mouth was, as they call it, a potty mouth. So much profanity. But when she went
Sailor.
7 days, she went seven straight days without cursing, because she didn't have no other alternative, because life was crumbling before her. And ultimately, when those 7 days was up, she was so blown away that her life had done a 360. Everything that was about to happen to her, she was about to get evicted. She had lost her job. She didn't have transportation. Within 7 days, Mark, we write about this in our book. Our book is entitled Internal Balance, Would You Marry You? But this story, within the 7 days, the sister changed all of those things. And she called us like, what did y'all do to me? We said, we didn't do anything to you. What you did, what you do to yourself. You gave yourself the permission to heal itself from changing your language. But I do want to give a shameless plug again. Our book is called Internal Balance, Would You Marry You? And if you Google Melanie Lugia or O'Shea Lugia, the book will pop up. We would encourage you to start with the book. To start with the book, to get to know our language, so when we sit down and talk to you virtually, perhaps, we'll get to know you. But at least you would know where we're coming from and how we vibrate.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah,
we are eliminating all excuses towards a new you, because we are in the equinox. So this is the time for a new you.
Yes.
So we are clearing the pathway. We're clearing the pathway.
Yeah.
And so we got about 3 minutes, Melanie. Can you just leave some words and some final direction for people who may be struggling, some words of encouragement, just a little direction of how they can begin to take ownership of their new person, their new you, if you will.
Yes, the one thing that I would say, Mark, that everybody has to do when they cannot live without it is to breathe. And I say breathe on purpose. You know, and when you breathe on purpose, it's important for us to know that we create each new moment, and you have everything you need to get to your next moment. So if there's anything that you feel like you're lacking, it's not going to prevent you from getting to the next moment that might get you to whatever it is that you ultimately need to get to your new you. Love ourselves enough to be patient with ourselves.
That's amazing. It's breathe. Take a moment. Just be still. Be still.
Yes.
Brother, you want to add anything, brother? That's just
fire. You know, what I just want to tell my wife, that just to, you know, hear her just move through this energy, you know, these are the conversations we have all the time. However, in this moment, you know, I became, you know, a student that sat on the floor with my legs crossed and just received everything that you was saying, because it was so on time, so beautiful. And I'm like, wow, like, thank you for that. Thank you for being you. And I'm just excited. And I know that everyone else, they received it as well, because your vibration, your energy is that of patience and that of love. So love is the highest vibration, Mark. That's what I would say. Love is the highest vibration.
Love is the highest vibration.
Yes. Simple as that. Love ourselves into wholeness. Yes. Thank you, Melanie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mark.
Joining us on the other side. You dropped so many jewels. You gave us new language. Live it. You gave us new language to live by and some direction, because I think, you know, people are looking for guidance. People are looking for help. And there's a lot of charlatans out there. There's a lot of people who claim that they want to help, but they are in it for other reasons than to generally help people. And I know that, you know, I know you and O'Shea, you're generally interested in helping people, and you care. So I know when someone presents themselves to you, that you're not just looking at a dollar sign in front of you. You're looking at a human being who deserves to have a
Absolutely.
Very fruitful life. And I am blessed to be, you know, in partnership and just in commune with both of you. So we appreciate you, Melanie. We adore you. We're glad that you joined us, and we look forward to having you back again to delve into these very, you know, important conversations. And we look forward to everyone else joining us next time on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, I shizzle and everything in between. Appreciate
and
you.
My brother says something. He says, peace.
Peace.
All right, everybody.